Better on Draft fans, we truly appreciate you joining us each and every week as we go over the news and interview someone from the industry. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, please leave us a rating and review it. Helps us get our word out. Also, take this time to go to our Facebook and like it. Check out the daily lulls for lunch that Matt posts. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. The name for all three is Better on Draft. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel for video of every episode, youtube.com/betteron draft, as well as check out our Untapped page for what we drank each and every Friday night under the name Bod Podcast. Also, you can watch us live and chat with us while we are live at twitch.tv/BodPodcast every Friday from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern. And no matter what you think of our show, we think it's Better on Draft.
The Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Royal Oak, Michigan. Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, Matt, and Angela.
And we are live, episode 125 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken, and for those of you looking on screen right now, just keep it open. It don't matter. We got decent mics. We can figure it out. Nick can keep peeking around while I'm talking to the mic. So our guest was supposed to be here, and he's late again.
By 2 weeks, right?
He's going on
and counting.
Two weeks and 2 minutes so far.
If he was my girlfriend, I'd be really concerned.
Damn.
Something you're not telling us?
Right?
Sex joke.
Oh, I just thought you had a girlfriend.
No.
Apparently not. I was getting all excited for you. I was getting hyped for you.
Hype?
I was happy.
Oh, you should be my hype man.
Is there a return trip to Reasons Why I'm Single?
There always could be a return to the show. I think the list just keeps getting longer, though.
Yeah, probably.
So we are live, 125. Yeah. So our guest should be John Pippenbrock from Dark Horse. He should be here shortly, we hope. But nonetheless,
I think we should get a punch card and give it to him for the time he's come, and then add a punch every time he doesn't come.
Every time he doesn't come. So, Nick, what's going on?
How's it going, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Because you're drinking really high gravity stuff right now.
Yeah, my fiance is joining us today. Hi, hon.
Hello.
Hi. That's
Hello, Tara.
That's Tara. Her and I are splitting the 2016 Wizard Burial Ground from Brewery Vivant.
It's a good beer.
It is a very good beer.
That's the barrelage quad, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What do you think of it?
I like it. Tara loves it.
Well, she just likes to get drunk.
This is true.
But she doesn't drink. You don't really drink dark beers, don't you?
Not that much.
Not very much. Like, you'll probably do the, the milkshake stout. From
Rochester Mills.
Rochester Mills milkshake
style. So
that's probably about the worst she'll do. But outside of that,
I like vanilla Java Porter.
A little VJP at Atwater. We were at Atwater today.
Yes, we were.
We released our beer, Enfield Fly, over at Atwater Brewing.
And Slows.
Was that Slows today, too?
Yeah, they sent a keg over to Slows and they put that on yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Slows restaurant, right?
Correct.
Have to go on Untappd later today and see some reviews and see how they reacted to our beer.
I really think we should have renamed it to OPP, Original Peanut Butter Pale.
Original Peanut Butter Pale, yes.
I see where you're going.
I saw. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, Ken, how was your week?
It was good.
Any traveling this week?
Did I do any traveling this week? I don't believe so, from what I remember.
Okay.
I did go to the little festival at LCA on Thursday.
What's the little festival?
They had a little beer fest.
Is that like
today
a,
and tomorrow.
A Nick festival?
No. he said he heard that. I'm sure you heard that too. So the Little Caesars Festival. So there was about two dozen breweries over there. Hey, he shows up finally.
There's the homeless beer monger.
Oh man!
So you are officially 2 weeks and 5 minutes late. But he did promise he was bringing us some good stuff.
Oh,
so.
I have some good stuff. Hang on, let me get mic'd up here.
Yeah, well,
oh,
we'll
he's bringing in the six pack and the four pack and everything.
Break. I got some really gnarly stuff to throw on for that.
Which mic are you sitting down on? That one over there?
I'll go right at the end.
And in typical Better on Draft fashion, the triple fisting begins.
Yes. I was going to say,
no, what are you drinking, Kevin?
See, I was told they were going to bring beer, and I didn't bring any beer for myself. That's for somebody else.
Oh,
so you need to hand me a beer.
Need a beer.
Yeah.
Who's that for?
So you're saying you need a beer. Do we want to just start this off on a high note?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Oh, God.
I can smell this. This smells
so... No, you smell me, and I smell like victory.
Not that. No, so Matt poured me a glass of the Mimai. From Old Nation.
From Old Nation, we got that.
Oh here. My God, I can just like smell. It just smells like a hop cone.
It tastes mellow.
I'm going in for it right now, and then we'll go for.
We should really put your face on camera.
I didn't get any of that.
Whoa! All right,
it's right there.
It's not terrible.
It's not bad at all.
No, not bad.
Hit it up.
Very smooth. Very very
John's
good. My face is always on camera.
Right,
I got a little camera right there.
Bless you,
by the way.
Damn,
Tara, what did you think of the Mimai?
I wasn't a fan.
Not a fan.
It ain't bad.
Yeah,
that's, wow. So we got Ken that likes not bad. Tara doesn't like it.
It usually means it's probably really really good.
Yeah,
if I'm saying it's not, it's all right.
I think it's better than Boss Tweed, but I don't think it's as good as 43.
Whoa,
John, what do you think? He's in thought.
Well, personally, I'm not a fan of the style. Everyone's got their own cup of tea.
Sure.
I actually prefer Boss Tweed to M43. I think Boss Tweed is just.
Yeah.
Remind me, I can curse on
this. Yes, you can curse on this.
Boss Tweed is fucking stellar.
I'm going to say, John can be John. Go for it.
Yeah.
And
no holding back.
Travis Fritz is my spirit animal.
If you couldn't curse on this show, I wouldn't invite you.
Well, all right, that's good. This particular one is not... is not necessarily up my alley. Mainly because of the aroma. The aroma is very over the top.
Aggressive.
And that's fine. I mean, some people are looking for aggressive.
Oh, aggressive.
Oh, aggressive.
Teddy KGB, take it down.
God, I hate you, Bush. He's such a terrible human being.
Oh, I try.
This is very interesting. The flavor is starkly different from the aroma. You know, on first dip, just nuzzling into the bouquet, as you would.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very, very aggressive, and it makes you think you're going to taste something that you actually don't end up tasting. And I'll leave that up to the listener. But
you've given the longest description of a beer ever on this show just now.
Yeah, well, I'm a terrible person, so sorry about that.
We just say if we like it or not and keep going.
Is there supposed to be a pineapple version of this, or is... Because I heard that there was a pineapple.
Actually, the more I drink it, the more I like it. So I'm okay with this.
I for me, I just kind of feel like I get the pineapple on the front end.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
That's what she said.
And we're off to a great start,
yeah,
guys.
We're...
She gets more of the coke.
Out of the gate. Rob.
Hey.
Come on, man.
Hey. So, Rob, tell us what's going on.
Oh, my God.
You brought the Mimai in. What else are you drinking over there?
No, that's pretty much it right now.
Right
considering,
now?
Okay. You know, we were at Waterner Park today, this afternoon, had the infield fly, and then had a brief intermission meeting up with a couple of the Brews Brothers this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up having the Griffin Claw Flying Buffalo Great Lakes variant.
Nice.
On top of having we decided to get a bottle of Deschutes Mirror, the Deschutes Barley Wine, which that was strong enough as it is. So I'm kind of...
You're buzzing a little right
I'm
now,
I'm kind of taking it a little light right now and just
as you're drinking a
as I'm drinking
triple
a 10%
IPA.
Triple...
You're just
triple.
Riding the dragon.
Holy shit, this is 10%?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't taste 10%.
Wow.
Yeah.
10.08, as they say on the can.
Travis and Mark, you guys are jerks because this totally does not taste like 10%. So, total jerks.
and you know what?
You have ruined my Friday. Thank you.
And it looks about as clear as a Kolsch, too, doesn't it?
Too soon.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Never soon enough.
We'll leave that off air. Yeah.
So, what did you bring me? Because obviously I need to drink some beer.
All right. So, we're really getting into this.
We're
brought you
into
a super, super, super duper
brown
treat.
Ale.
Well, I brought you a whole bunch of darker beers, but this one in particular. And I really hope we have more at the brewery because this is the last one out of my personal collection. Uh-oh. Dark Horse 20th Anniversary Burb Rum Aged Anniversary Ale with Bill Wacky Morse on the label. Burb Rum meaning a portion of the beer aged in bourbon barrels, mm-hmm. portion of the beer aged in rum barrels, and then blended together to create this beautiful masterpiece, this deliciously dark, silky, amazing beer that we are all going to love and enjoy.
Awesome. Let's do that.
John's, like, hyped right now.
I am so excited. About this. I am so excited to be back in the studio.
What is this, like, your third or fourth time on the show? It's at least four, I think.
24th? I don't know.
Probably. Let's just say, we'll just say 20.
We try to get him to not show up, and he still does.
I know.
It's kind of like Saturday Night Live where they have the club of hosts that has like...
Yeah, the five timers
club.
All right, guys, let's just get it out of the way. I'm basically like the clap. I just keep showing up.
We have you in remission, but you just keep showing up.
Not the worst thing ever said on this show, but... the Red Wing guy from the very
anyone who is listening, any of you who don't know me, I promise that I am actually a genuinely nice human being in real life.
Don't believe me.
But I'm also an asshole.
I mean, we've seen some.
So let's crack that open and start getting it pouring. So Dark Horse, obviously, that's not Kunin. So things have changed since the last time you've been on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man, I just realized earlier today that it has been that long since I've been on the last time. I made a change, and I'm now representing Dark Horse Brewing Company. It's amazing. A bunch of skaters and bikers and metalheads and just a bunch of miscreant idiots doing things the way they want to do in Marshall, Michigan. And it's
like right up your alley.
What about the other people that work there other than you?
Yeah, they're okay.
I thought you were just talking about yourself.
Yeah, kind of am.
We know. You don't hide it. You don't hide your colors.
I love what I love. I do what I do. I don't cut any corners.
Just
you know, for better or for worse. But it's because I'm so passionate about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
What we do. We in this room and everyone listening to this. I mean, this is an us thing. It's not just the people making the beer. It's not just the people selling the beers. It's the people talking about the beer. It's the people drinking the beer. It's everyone. It's a total communal effort. I mean, I'm only so passionate about this because it makes a lot of fucking people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me happy.
Fair enough.
You're still doing a lot of talking, and I still don't have a beer in front of me.
My mic's not even on, is it?
Oh, it's on.
It's hot.
We're
good.
It is on.
Again, just wait until the break. It's going to get real fucking weird.
Make it real now.
I'm going to go straight up Alan Almond on this. Welcome to Pillow Talk.
Start playing some Cider Madness. Get this thing rolling.
Grab one of those Boffle Browns.
He wants to start hard.
Says, not yet.
No. We're going to dive right in on the deep end. Because I owe this to you guys, because I screwed up and I did not show up last week because I had some personal business to take care of, and in my head. I had it in my head that you guys started later. For some reason, I don't know how many times I've been on this show, but for some reason, so the entire world knows this. For some reason, I always think that this show goes live at like 8 p.m. And it doesn't. Guess what, guys? It goes live at 7 p.m.
Every single episode.
Yep. Every single episode.
Since episode one, right?
Since episode one.
Since episode one.
Sometimes and we'll go to 10, but...
You know what? I'll take a whooping when it's deserved. And I got a whooping last week. Because last week I was supposed to be here.
Two weeks ago.
Sorry.
We didn't invite you last week. We just assumed you wouldn't come.
At least on time, anyways.
Oh, Jesus.
And
time.
All right, all right.
Okay. We've laid into him enough.
So what I'm getting to is I have it in my head now. Like, I had so many reminders on my phone today. Better on draft, better on draft, better on draft, better on draft. Because everything is better on draft.
It is.
And I was here within several moments of the show starting. The only reason it took longer is because of fucking traffic on 696. Thank you, Good Friday. Jesus, why did you have to die this weekend?
Damn. I don't think he did. Oh, yeah, I guess he did because he died on Friday and came back on Sunday.
Yeah.
Tara's nodding her head, yes. Yeah.
Which is also weird because why is that a good thing that he died? I mean, yes, ultimately it was
maybe
according
the joke
to that whole
head.
Thing, but, you know.
it's a bad joke
we're
to
also,
nail.
We're also a brewery that makes a beer called Scary Jesus Rockstar.
That's
so.
True. It's true. And you guys do get a little bit of backlash for that, too.
We do get some backlash for that. But, you know, what people don't stop and realize is that that has literally nothing to do with Christianity, religion, nothing. That's a straight up Nickelback joke.
Wait, really?
I'll say I did not know this.
Oh yeah,
please.
Well, hold on.
Expand.
So let's crack
this
let's beer.
Crack this open.
Someone give me a bottle opener because the one time in my
Matt, you suck.
If I couldn't hate you more.
And for those that are watching on,
on
that are
that
not watching
pass.
On Twitch, Matt Bush just threw his keys and literally swished it right into John's cup. And
oh, it's not that bad.
So, Matt, I'm going to make you suck the beer out of my pants.
Hard pass.
It's luckily it's below the crotch for Matt.
So, you know what? It goes around the back, level, though. Huh? Trust me, I know it goes.
As I'm flipping
the back.
Matt the bird. oh, boy.
So this is an interesting
God,
start to this show.
I know. We're only 18 minutes in. We haven't even gotten into the good stuff yet.
So Nickelback.
Oh, Matt's about to get into the good stuff. Believe me.
Jeez. Oh, jeez. This is getting
weird. Let me grab that. I got to.
Oh, man, Cliff boy. Averill wouldn't even been ready for that
Cliff
shit.
Averill. Wow. Seattle Seahawks joke right there. Or was that his Lions joke
or
right there?
Or freaking Boilermaker joke.
Yeah. All right, for
that too.
For anyone just tuning in, Matt Bush is wasted.
Right.
And
damn, that was quick.
He really screwed us over just now.
Would you like that to go
God,
like
my
Eric
balls
Ebron?
Were cold. Oh yeah, that's beer for sure.
Maybe I should have told him we couldn't curse on there. I'd love to see the
alternative
words of John Pypenbrock.
Censored John Pypenbrock is hilarious. It's basically every interaction I have with my mother, and God love her, but yeah. It's interesting. Guys, all right. So all right. We're going to open up this burb rum.
Yep.
Yes. You still have the bottle opener.
Yeah, I still have the bottle opener. I'm reminded of that.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Next time I'll say heads up, 7-0 before.
It's a fun game. So what's interesting is that while John's opening this up, you need to talk to your marketing director and your webmaster because if I go to darkhorsebrewery.com/smells-like-a-safety-meeting, that's where I get to Scary Jesus Pale Ale.
It's a pale ale.
Okay, so if anyone from Rhino Media is listening, please fix that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting. So
we love our friends at Rhino Media, but guys, come on, let's fix the whatever the hell.
Wasn't there at one point in regards to that beer, the Scary Jesus Rockstar? Wasn't there a boycott or a protest or something like that about it? Like there was a up in arms parent group.
So one of them. We had a couple of very interesting things happen in regards to that beer, and I will continue talking about that as I pour this beer for all of us.
All right. There's some new fresh glasses in front of you, too.
Yeah. You're going to call these glasses?
Right.
I know there's no cameras cups. In here, but these are straight up there's red camera, fucking camera right solo here. Cups. Oh, man.
Right here.
Oh, shit. I should have put on my tracksuit then. You know, that's going to – I'm going to have to do a Lady Gaga wardrobe change during the intermission.
Yes, we do have cameras now. You are live. Everyone saw Matt Bush throw the keys at you.
That yeah. dickhead. So. I heard about that guy.
So now any
all right, pass that right around. So, yeah, the Scary Jesus Rockstar.
So it's a Nickelback parody.
It's very interesting. You know, about once every 5-6 months, the story resurfaces on the Facebook about the fact that Nickelback approached our brewery before I worked for the brewery in regards to a new album they were releasing. I don't know if it was an album or if it was a song called Dark Horse.
And that was an wasn't it an album?
It might have been an album.
I think it was the album.
Given any Nickelback it was one fans or the other, out there.
But you know, if there's any Nickelback fans out there, tune out right now because you're not welcome here.
So it is an album from 2008.
Wow. Yeah. So 10 years ago, the record label approached Dark Horse Brewing Company and said, "Hey, you guys are called Dark Horse, and we're shooting a music video for Nickelback. And we really want to have your beer featured in this video because you're called Dark Horse and this album is called Dark Horse. And that would be a really cool tie-in." And Aaron Morris, our founder, sat back and said, "Yeah, no, we don't want to do that."
I think I remember hearing this story.
Yeah, it comes up about, like I said, about every, you know, 6-8 months, whatever. And
so they went back and forth.
Were you guys offered money to do this?
Yeah.
I was expecting them to be asked to pay to do it.
Right. Mm. Normally that is the case. And, you know, you should be paid to listen or participate in anything having to do with Nickelback.
Usually about 5 cents.
So Aaron finally says, "Listen, we don't want anything to do with this band or this album. None of us are fans of Nickelback. We really don't like that music. There's no one here that is a fan of this music." Thanks to the magic of social media, a telephone game was played. If any of you are old enough to know the concept of the telephone game, you know, you tell someone one thing, and then the next person tells something, you know, to the next person, blah, 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 blah. And it gets twisted the whole way down the line. So it ultimately gets out to social media that Aaron Morris told Nickelback to their face to go fuck themselves, that their band sucks, and they need to go die.
Oh, wow.
And that's not exactly what happened.
But it's not what didn't happen either.
Well, I'm sure he probably maybe thought it, but I won't speak for him. But all I can say is that's the power of social media, is that things get twisted and switched.
Yeah, it's also the power of love.
Thanks, Huey. Moving on.
Power of love.
And so,
as you're telling the story, and I'm reading up on it a little bit. Aaron said,
"Is there an account on there?
What's that?
Is there a Wikipedia account of
there is no Wikipedia account of this, but it's on MLive, and it says Aaron said that I absolutely hate that band. It's shit rock and roll and doesn't deserve to be on the radio."
Yes, and he was 100% quoted in that article as saying that because he did say that, and he stands by that, and I stand behind him as saying that. shit rock and roll.
So this was picked up in 2012, 2 years after it. And 2 years after, it was on the front page of Reddit in a Today I Learned post about how a microbrewery turned down a potential huge endorsement deal with Nickelback in part because they hated the band.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
Yep. I mean, you know, we're a relatively large brewery. We're the fifth largest brewery in Michigan, but we're still a small company. We're still a small family-owned company, and we hold our ideals very close and very true to our heart. We don't do anything outside of what we want to do. I mean, we don't have our mission statement literally is making badass beer in Marshall, Michigan since 1997.
Not the badass beer, just badass beer.
Right.
Badass in general.
Not badass. No, there's no TM on that. We're just a bunch of idiots that like to have a good time and like to have a good product and deliver that good product to people. We want to make people happy. And we don't want to be a part of anything that makes us unhappy. And things like Nickelback make us unhappy.
That's such a polite way to say that. Right? Nickelback makes me unhappy.
Yeah. It really does. It makes me very unhappy.
But speaking of happy, we just... All of us just tried the Burbrum Aged Anniversary Ale.
This is very smooth.
Very smooth.
Like sneaky smooth.
Yep. 9.3% on the label.
This is like socks on a freshly cleaned kitchen floor smooth.
Oh,
damn.
I was like, I don't know where you're going.
You said socks. I heard the same thing. I'm like, where are you going with this one?
Yeah, careful.
This is really good. Really good.
Yeah.
This one will definitely probably put a lot of, well, I'm sure it did, happy faces.
So it was
there. Well, it doesn't suck.
No, nope. it's far from that. Far from that. No, this is pretty killer right here.
Yeah, so as we're drinking it, I've kind of been looking through, and it doesn't look like, you know, there's too many people that are drinking this beer. There's enough. Like, there's some people that are drinking it at Dark Horse as of a week ago or so. When was this released?
This was a release for our 4 Elf party that we do every year, the first weekend in January, at the brewery. Brewery-only release. It was never put into distribution. It will never be put into distribution because it is a blended beer. It's just very, very limited amount, and it may not even be released every year because you never know. The guys might crack open the barrels and they might say, holy shit, these barrels are bad. This might not work. We dump a lot of beer because we want to make sure that everything we offer to our guests, our customers, our fans is to above and beyond our standards. You know, I joke around and say shit like, you know, it doesn't suck, but that's cheese dick bullshit.
Cheese dick bullshit.
Wow.
Cheese dick bullshit. Okay. Yeah, damn. Absolutely.
We've heard that on this show.
We have bullshit. Ridiculously high standards, and we dump a lot of beer that probably could be sold, but we don't believe in it.
So let me ask you this. I don't know if you want to mention the name. We've talked about it. Can mention it. You came from Kunin. Now you're at Dark Horse now.
Yep.
When you came over to Dark Horse, was certain things in place to where they had that quality? Or when you came over and you had your experience at Kunin, did you bring some of that extra stuff over to Dark Horse and say, hey –
No, actually,
was that seamless or was it not seamless?
Well, the transition was seamless. The only thing, the most interesting thing to happen was as soon as I signed my employment agreement, my beard doubled in size instantly.
Your beard, got it.
Yeah.
I thought you said your beard doubled in size, and I'm like, okay, I can deal with that.
Well, yeah, that too. But, yeah, my beard doubled in size. I have little to no influence on the production side of our business, and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I wore a lot of hats at Kunin because Kunin is a much smaller company than Dark Horse.
Sure.
And I did a lot of different things, wore a lot of different hats there at Dark Horse. My main focus is long-term strategic growth and figuring out, like, really cool, interesting long-term partnerships and doing fun things like, you know, showing up on a Friday afternoon at a podcast in Royal Oak. Because why the hell not? And having Matt Bush pour beer on my balls.
I mean, well, see, when I was a kid,
some people pay for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Yeah, you know, I honestly started reaching for my wallet. Like, oh my god, is this like $10 or $15 or what? That's a dollar late now.
Matt's speechless, guys.
I think I lost a train of thought.
just
is Matt Bush speechless? Just, there is no way that's possible.
Hey, I know, right?
I think you got him. I think.
Wow.
Yes. He's tipping his hat.
He's
admitting
defeat. He's got the feels. He's got the feels. Look at him. He's got the feels.
So while we continue talking, let's grab one more beer before we hit break. What else you got in there?
Let's grab another beer. Let's see. What do I have? I have a whole variety of things. You know,
Oh, boy. What do we got there?
Well, we started off on the highest note possible.
Surprise, surprise, right?
We're going to step down slightly from there. And only because that thing is such a monster and it's so rare.
One. Yeah.
But so it's going to be a 60% bourbon, 40% rum beer.
Yeah, this is a 150% alcohol by volume beer. No, it's not.
Damn.
Yeah, my math makes no sense.
It's got an original gravity of 27.
I'm going to open up a bourbon barrel aged Scotty Karate Scotch Ale.
Oh, I love that beer.
I know you do.
So
I told you I would bring some fire.
So that beer.
What did I tell you, Ken? What did I tell you?
So that beer itself, Dan, who's not here today, Dan and I were going to a Lions game.
Oh, Dan, R.I.P.
He's not dead, folks. Don't worry.
He's in Arizona.
So with that. Dan comes over and we're pre-gaming, we're drinking, we're over at my apartment. I'm like, you know, hey, grab me a beer. And he goes, does it matter? I'm like, no, just grab me something. You know what I like. So it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. He grabs me this barrel-aged Scotty Karate that's been sitting in my fridge. And I'm like, I hate you so much. And he opens it, which means we have to drink it because that's the rule.
Yep.
It's open. You have to drink it. Yep. You can't let that go away.
Right.
So, of course, we drank it as if we were drinking anything else that day, like Miller Lite. And we were slamming it.
As Tara turns the can of Miller Lite away from Ken.
Well, no. The reference to Miller Lite was because it was crushable. It was something so, like, we were just drinking it fast. We weren't sipping it and tasting it.
You wanted a session beer.
Yeah, but we turned every beer into a session beer.
Yeah, and barrel-aged Scotty Karate as a session beer, that's going to be a long, painful session.
Wasn't as bad as when Matt and I went to that Lions game. I was going to town in the Miller Lite suite.
Yeah, we got into a fight with a Boy Scout that night or that afternoon.
Did we?
Yeah, that guy who was
in a fight with a Boy Scout like a child.
No, he was making a reference to like somebody.
There was
being
an usher there, so he was just the
biggest
usher in the world. So. We had never been to the Miller Lite suite. It had really only been open for four games. And we were in one area of the suite and said, hey, can we stand here? And he says, can't you read the sign? Which we didn't even know there was a sign there. And, oh, okay, we can't. So we went to the other side of the suite. And it has certain areas where there's, like, roped off portions. So it's so packed that I'm up against the rope. And I move it ever so slightly. And he literally walks up and pushes the rope back into us. Are you okay there? Do you need a moment?
He's turning, I'm dying laughing.
I'm trying not to just laugh incessantly into the microphone. I'm dying laughing here.
Now, this guy, he had...
So it wasn't an actual Boy Scout. It was someone who took his security nameplate really too seriously.
I'm pretty sure he was a Boy Scout for two reasons. He had, like...
I need to say that I could legitimately see Matt Bush
getting into a
fist fight with an actual Boy Scout, like an 8-year-old. Those are Cub Scouts. See this
Those
happening.
Are Cub Scouts, not Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts are after fifth grade, just so we're clear. Cub Scouts.
All right, so what is that, like 12?
Yeah, that would be after fifth grade. Well, for
11,
most people.
11-ish. 11, 12. Yeah,
yeah 12 right. to 13 for you.
I can see
you
getting in a fight with an 11-year-old.
I'm not above
shoving. Son of a bitch, I'm going to jump over this table.
I'm not above, like, judo chopping a 12-year-old.
I'm not above judo chopping a 12-year-old.
Judo chop!
Wow.
So back to the barrel aged Scotty Caretti.
Yes. Good luck.
So great beer. One thing, though, I want to. So for me personally, and I think maybe for all of us, none of us have been to the 4 Elf party before.
Oh, why not?
What's to be honest.
You want to do a live broadcast from 4 Elf in 2018?
We can. Well, 2018 is coming past because 4 Elf was January of 2018.
No, it's in December. Every
you said January
year.
The first yeah, you time January. You.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Fake
I totally misspoke.
News. Fake news.
I totally misspoke.
So December of 2018.
Yes.
So the reason I've never gone is, one, not really big into the whole, like, two-day.
Michigan thing? Oh.
Oh, no. we could talk about. Well, I've told stories in regards to my terrible experiences at Dark Horse and just for simply the fact of the draft list while there. But
oh, no,
no,
I just
like,
don't like the city of Marshall, Michigan.
Oh, well, I have nothing against the city yet. In regards to it,
it's
like
a weird town.
The two day festival where you like go wait in line to get a ticket, then to come back to wait in line again to get your beer and have the party. It doesn't really speak to me. And also, somebody was on this show maybe a year and a half ago and would tell us all about, you know, hey, don't drink in lines, don't drink in the parking lot, don't abide. And, you know, for me, when he told me that and told me the laws and liabilities and hearing all that stuff that happens there, I'm like, you know, I don't really want to take part of that. You know, so I don't want to do it. I don't remember the guy's name, but he definitely scared me straight, but definitely taught me a lesson.
I think I remember that guy. Did he have, like, pubic hair on his face?
Yeah, it was a shorter beard, shorter than John's now.
But it looked like he had a ball sack right below his mouth.
I mean, I swear to God, I'm going to punch you in the
I don't understand
mouth.
How you can crack on somebody who you just poured beer on his balls.
I did not pour beer on him. I threw keys.
You threw the keys at me and you knocked my beer over.
In regards to the 4 Elf Party, so that's when you guys release Bourbon Barrel Age Plead the Fifth.
Yes.
Why is it called 4 Elf Party, though? Like, even though everyone's usually coming for Plead the Fifth.
Well, 4 Elf is our winter seasonal. I honestly don't know, and there's no exact reason why it's called 4 Elf.
Are there three elves somewhere?
There might be. Well, there are multiple stories. What you have to understand is that Dark Horse Brewing Company, I mean, we are a bunch of misfits. And the guy that, you know, pilots the ship, my dear friend Aaron Morse, he comes up with just some weird-ass ideas. And he says, let's do this. So we do it. People say, why is Crooked Tree Crooked Tree? Why is it called that? Well, he was in college, and he may or may not have indulged in some, psychotropic, somethings.
I think every brewer has at this point.
Sure.
He drew a picture, and someone said, what's that? And he said, it's a crooked tree. He goes, why? He goes, why not?
It sounds so simple.
Literally, it's that simple.
It sounds that simple.
We should give that guy a TV show or something.
Oh, yeah. One of those happened until ABI came in and said, we don't want to give any money to these networks if you continue to produce shows for craft breweries that are not under our umbrella.
Really?
Really? I assume that's what happened with Sam's gig over at Dogfish?
Yep.
Not that I care about him. Dark Horse, I was sad, but Sam, I could care less.
You know, I mean, Sam's a love-hate kind of guy. Personally, I love the guy. I've always had great interactions with him. Same exact thing with him. So Dogfish Head's show got canceled, and Dark Horse's show got canceled for the same exact reason.
Maybe you should have just gone with Nickelback. You would have it all a little.
Maybe we should have all walked out on camera with one ball hanging out. Just one ball. Not both.
I mean, it could have It could have been
not,
like.
Not even a penis. Just one ball. Because that's just. You'd look at someone doing that and going, man, that guy's weird.
It could have been like Teen Wolf.
I'm
like
not
the
offended.
Movie.
It's just weird. It's just weird.
Well, while you all picture right? that I in mean, your head, no. we're going to be right back.
By the way, that
podcast.
Was Matt Bush saying that.
And we are back, episode 125, Better on Draft podcast. With us, trust me, he's still here, is John Pipenbrock.
He's changing.
As Nick's eating on microphone because he couldn't do it in between the 10 minutes we were off off the mics. So,
what are you talking about? Matt eats chips on the show all the time.
Yeah. I need to start yelling at him, too.
Yeah, don't single me out.
So we have a port here, Scotty Karate, barrel-aged from Dark Horse. What do you guys think of the beer?
Not bad.
It's too boozy for me.
It is a very boozy beer. It's not hidden like that Burb Rum was, for sure. Right. But
Burb Rum was nice and mellow.
Yes.
This is definitely a little boozy, a little hits a little hard. I don't know what the ABV is, if you want to grab the bottle.
9.75, so slightly higher than the Burb Rum.
Jesus. It's like back to those first days of
Better
on Draft.
It's funny because, you know, the Burb Rum did not taste 9.3. You know, yes, yeah, Matt's shaking his head. Absolutely not. I agree. This one, definitely. You can definitely taste it.
Yeah, it's definitely a really good beer.
It's good. Don't get me wrong, but
it doesn't get as much love as the other beers from Dark Horse, though, which is crazy because
you think so?
I don't think so. I don't think it gets as much love as like Smells
Scotty
Like a Safety
Karate?
Meeting.
From when I used to sell beer, I think Scotty Karate is all over the place.
I think it's all over the place. I don't think it sells though.
I think it does.
I guess I'm kind of with Ken. I always felt it was always with you know the Plea the Fifth and. And the whatchamacallit, the IPA, the Crooked
Tree. See, I think
Crooked Tree.
Double Crooked Tree.
I think it's a spot like it's only in certain bars, you know, those, you know, 25 plus handlebars.
Okay.
Handlebars.
I'm talking like seeing it always on the shelf.
On the shelf.
Yeah, like, always.
He's not even kidding with his tracksuit.
Oh, man. So oh, no. How long was the trip back from Albania?
He even has a shirt that says tracksuit.
Well, I split the gun.
Straight out of Grand Theft Auto 5.
You know that.
Somebody wants
straight
to grab the door.
Europe. I got it.
Bratislava, Miami Vice, number one new show.
Okay, Eurotrip. Stop. Hammer time.
So we're talking about the barrel-aged Scotty Karate. Tell us about it, John.
Oh, Scotty Karate. Scotty Karate is a good friend of ours, a musician. And we decided to name a beer after him. Years ago, way before my time with the brewery officially, just a great human being. It's amazing. It's a Scotch ale. I don't know what to say beyond that. Well, this particular version is the barrel aged version. It's aged in Heaven Hill barrels, and what. Everyone should know, listening to this show, when you ask breweries what barrels their beers are aged in, as far as bourbon barrel-aged beers are concerned, 99.9% of bourbon produced in the United States comes out of Heaven Hill distilleries.
Really?
Yes. That might be a stretch on the exact percentage, but the majority of it, the absolute overwhelming majority of the bourbon produced in the U.S. comes out of these large factory distilleries. So what happens is these small distillers that work with Heaven Hill go in and like George Dickel is a good example and what's the big one everyone looks for?
Glenfiddich? No.
Evan Williams?
Jim Beam.
God, you guys are such dicks.
I'm
seven. No, five star.
The
eight star.
The real geeky bourbon, for lack of a better way to
Four
put
roses.
It, that everyone looks for.
5 o'clock.
I don't even. What the hell kind of conversation?
Does 5 o'clock even right, make a bourbon?
So essentially,
Jägermeister.
Wow.
So essentially, these distillers go into this large factory distillery. They go into the Rick House and they sample barrels, and they're like, "Yup, this is to my standards. This is to my standards. This is to my standards. This is what I want my bourbon to taste like." And they select those specific barrels and then redistill those usually one more time and put them into bottles. The stuff that people are paying $300 a bottle for is really not that different from the stuff that people are –
There Happy Van Winkle.
That is
Red Stag.
There you go.
Fireball.
Van Winkle. And amazing, amazing whiskey. But it's not that different from a $20 bottle of Heaven Hill single barrel.
And really, didn't it really just used to actually cost around 20, 30 bucks until the became popular in a movie, which I can't remember what the movie was.
I remember it being popular in the movie with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson where they had to go work for Google.
Oh, not the ones where they crash weddings?
Not the ones where they crash weddings.
The internship,
then. The internship,
Internship.
Yes, because it was at the end. They were trying to make a sale of watches, and they bought the Pappy.
I don't know that movie.
It's a good movie.
I do, however, I just watched the other day a YouTube video of clips of Chewbacca, and and every Chewbacca was replaced with Owen Wilson saying, "Wow." So anyone listening, I encourage you to look that up because it is glorious. It will change your entire life. Wow.
That one, there is another one kind of the same concept, just the swinging of lightsabers.
Yeah, that one's better.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, man. I saw that on the list.
Wow.
I had a feeling that would give me a seizure, though, because of the fast-paced motion of lightsabers.
As an epileptic, you're safe. You're good to go.
All right. Super dupe. I'm in.
Now, there's like 20 videos of Owen Wilson in Star Wars. My gosh. Guess that's going to be on the video
I
watching
hope,
later.
I hope that dude got paid a lot for doing those. Because there are a lot of those videos.
No, just a soundboard and somebody just hits
mute. Somebody just keeps somebody just
wow.
Yeah, but thank still, you. I mean, that's
Nick's impression of a soundboard, folks.
Well, it could be like a rapping thing too. Wow.
I'll stop. Probably one of my favorite things. Seeing him on Twitter with a comment of just saying, "I said wow like 8 times, period."
I'm pretty sure that's a fake one because I remember trying to find that tweet, but the fact that it's still funny for how overused it is.
I love that.
So while John's laughing, real quick, we did start our brewery brackets.
Yes.
Season two. Year two of it.
Bracketed up.
A couple brackets are already busted.
Let's see if Matt Bush can execute this brewery bracket.
Mine's busted light.
Without
throwing
anything.
Without spilling beer. Yeah.
So
let's do this. May I suggest this? Let's go through the results first.
Okay.
Of the first round, and then Matt, he's gonna figure out who's doing poor.
Yeah, you can figure all the whatever you're figuring out
so,
right now.
So let's get into the first round results.
So the first round results: Batch Brewing defeats last year's Bad Beat winner Downey Brewing Co. We had Homegrown defeating Eternity Brewing, Drafting Table defeating Experimentation, and Rustic Leaf defeating Farmington Brewing. Wow. On the other side of the Metro Detroit bracket, we have Brewery Becker losing to Eastern Market Brewing Co.
Not very many votes on that one.
No, but I think that'll change for the next time.
Yeah,
next up is Baffin versus Jam X, which Baffin won soundly.
Now, if I can make a quick comment about that one, I think that one had easily the most votes.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Rustic Leaf versus Farmington Brewing Co. was very close.
Baffin definitely ran away.
And hid.
Yeah, with time to spare on that one.
Whereas the winning score for Rustic Leaf versus Farmington was, I believe, 211 to 208.
Wow.
Something around there.
Crazy.
And then finally, so we got North Center defeating Canton Brew Works and Fillmore 13 defeating Brown Iron Brew House.
Is that an upset?
I mean, technically, Brown Iron does have five.
John's shocked over in the corner.
Five times.
No, I'm just Owen Wilson.
Oh, he's doing your wow thing. Okay, never mind. I retract my statement.
So Brown Iron does have five times the amount of Facebook likes. So, but Bo definitely pulled it out. Then at the bottom, the non-Metro Detroit, so the rest of the state. We had Pileated defeated by Tri-City.
So that means Ken's bracket's busted.
I mean, my winner's gone, but I still have like a lot. Like I got 10 out of 12 anyways, so I still did good. Austin Bros defeated Speciation. Ozone's Brewhouse defeated Watermark. And Redline beaten up on Boatyard. So the next round is going to be Batch Brewing versus Homegrown, Drafting Table versus Rustic Leaf. On the other side, Eastern Market versus Baffin, North Center versus Fillmore 13, and on the third side, Tri-City versus Austin Brothers, and Ozones versus Redline.
So we do have a scoring update.
Yeah.
I did throw away Chris from Latitude 42s because, well, Rob has it. And
that guy's awful.
It's also an exercise in futility, that bracket is. But in last place in the host bracket, we have Robert with the Blues.
Oof.
Following up, we have 7 out of 12, Dan.
Dan. Okay.
With 8 out of 12, Nick.
I had 8 out of 12? I thought I did better than that.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, you don't have the top of a bracket 1 or the bottom of bracket 2. So it happens.
Bummer.
Coming in third place, we have Angela, who's basically screwed because she had Speciation running all the way to the finals, and that pretty much crapped out. In second place, we have me. I got 10 out of 12. I was wrong with Watermark and Brown Iron, but that's about it. And in first place, technically, is our faithful host, who got 10 out of 12. However, his winner is gone. So it's his points available are much lower. So
It's like my actual NCAA bracket after the third day.
Yeah, you shouldn't have picked Miami.
All right, Matt, shut the fuck up and open this.
Well, you have his bottle opener, don't you?
I picked
you?
UNC.
No, they're gone.
I think Rob
took his keys back because he realized that I was going to punch him in the face if
someone can't catch in front of me.
All right, so this one.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
All right, so, John, you talk about this one during the break.
Get this round back to me because I got to finish the boozy
what
Scotty karate.
What in the living hell did you give us?
Go ahead and pound the Scotty. Definitely get some of this. I don't know if this is going to be good or not.
Should I be the first?
Just but it. This is
just
out of my it. Personal cellar. It's literally a 10-year-old. That was a great pour. I heard that. That was perfect. Yeah. I hope you all heard that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, there's no chunks in it, so we're good.
This is a 2008 vintage Great Lakes Brewing Company Blackout Stout, Imperial Stout, from our friends down in Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, it's...
Have you been to the brewery over there?
I have not, and...
Why are they your friends?
Well, because they make amazing beer. They really do.
But it's Ohio.
Going through their Christmas ale right now, that one, I actually like
that. That's the problem.
Like,
I really approach this trepidatiously because it's Ohio, but it's Great Lakes Brewing Company, and it's Cleveland, and Cleveland is... Cleveland's a metal town. I heard Cleveland rocks. Oh, well, geez, Cleveland does not only rock. Cleveland's a metal town.
Does Cleveland also roll?
I don't know.
So the last time this beer was drank and checked in on Untappd was a year ago.
Wow.
This version?
This version, yes. The 2008 version. And before that was almost 2 years ago. And the name of this place where he drank it was the Big Titty Hut. So...
So Big Titty Hut or Big Today Hut?
Titay. T-I-T-T-A-Y.
Titay.
Do you have
okay, Dave Chappelle.
Directions
Tron
to
Carter.
That location?
Well, it's probably we're a basement look for somewhere. It right now. Yes, I do. It's a strip club.
Oh.
What?
Apparently in Akron, Ohio. Oh. At least that's what.
Oh, okay. Well, at least that kind of makes sense.
With other check-ins, too.
Really? So this any is of my Cleveland place. Friends,
the Titay.
James Bullock, Matt Sorg, any of you guys, you're not listening now.
It's 45 minutes
never
away from
will,
Cleveland.
But
I still haven't gotten the blackout stuff, by the way.
Crackling.
And we will go pound PBRs and whiskey and then
and
go to this 10-year-old
blackout
place.
I'm actually pretty sure you would yeah. be, you would so, stick out like a sore thumb.
So what's funny is that this person said it's a strip club, but it's actually his own house.
See, I knew it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
so, and it does not look like a very pleasant place to live.
It's Crackrin. What do you expect?
Crackrin. That's the first time I've ever heard that. Crackrin.
That's amazing. I love that.
It's basically like Flint.
I can't even be mad at that.
Hey, don't we
it's
know
like
some...
Chris wasn't here yesterday.
Hey.
My gosh.
Flint's not that bad.
It's there.
Yeah.
Where's the blackout?
It hasn't been right. Yeah,
it's is. Going around. Right I didn't take a sip yet. I wait for everyone else to get theirs first.
No.
I'm just.
No.
I
Matt
just,
wants nothing to do with it. Got I don't through, think Tara wants anything to do with
got through
it.
Putting all the tabulations here for all of the votes it's, that came in.
Rob, there's and, some blank brackets in the other room if you'd like.
Oh, no. I'm good with it. I just wanted to get what the overall vote tallies
Matt,
were.
Mind your fucking own.
And definitely. The Farmington Russet Leaf was the most voted bracket, with it being Russet Leaf 228, Farmington 215. Right after that would be the Baffin Gem X bracket, with Baffin winning 233 to 113. Those are really the only, between Baffin, Farmington, and Russet Leaf, those are the only ones that got votes over 200.
which one is the slowest bracket?
Sorry, Rob, I completely ignored everything you just said. I love you, Great Lakes Brewing Company, but your beer
it
is 10 years old.
10 years old.
You know,
it's
it
not
does
terrible.
Not age for 10 years. It does not age well Ooh. For 10 years. Oh, my God, it's really, really bad.
You think
and
so?
It was cellared well, and I love Great Lakes Brewing Company. And you know what? I just walked into bar. Where was I at the other day? I think it was Ale Mary's, and they had Holy Moses on tap from mm-hmm. Great Lakes Brewing Company. Absolutely love that beer. That is one of the first wheat beers that I ever drank in my entire life. Had no concept of what the style was when I was way too young to actually legally, officially drink beer. They discontinued it for a number of years.
Yep, they got it. So I can actually talk on this because I've talked to Great Lakes a couple times just because, one, we had Great Lakes on our show once. So they got a lot of flack when they took it out of circulation. It wasn't one of their top sellers, but they didn't realize how hardcore the fan base was that actually liked the beer. So they're like, okay, what can we do to try to appease it without having to, you know, try to go full distro for this beer? So they put it in their Christmas pack. Not 2017, but 2016. So their holiday mix and match Christmas pack, you could have gotten, I think, 3 out of a 12-pack of Holy Moses. And that did not appease everyone. So when I was at the
actual... So you're saying craft beer people were unpleasable?
Very.
That doesn't sound like them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you have to think though. This isn't a IPA. This isn't a barrel aged beer. So for someone to kind of get
bro.
up in arms about a wheat beer is really interesting. With the Great Lakes Brewing, I was there and I'm like, you know, do you guys have anything stored in the back, an old bottle or anything like that? And they said, don't worry, it's coming back. And I'm like, thank God. So I kind of like held my breath. I didn't want to say it was coming back because I didn't want to like make a promise to myself. And then what had happened was is that I didn't know it came back to Michigan. So Dan flew into Cleveland and was driving up and he's like, hey, I just found Holy Moses. You want me to pick you up some? I'm like, hell yeah. So he picked it up, and I go to 8 Degrees that day, and I think that was the day that I met you up at 8 Degrees, and I'm like, oh, look, Holy Moses, I'm going to drink this.
Yes.
And then you drank your own beer.
I did. It was the obligatory, yeah, all right, I really don't want to drink Trey Blueberry Stout, but it's a fine beer. It's a wonderful beer. It it's not a beer that I personally seek out.
It's definitely one of my least favorites from Dark Horse.
And that's okay. It's honestly one of my least favorites from Dark Horse as well. And
I mean, it's right up there with Crooked Tree and Double Crooked Tree.
Well, but you're not an IPA guy, so you don't like Crooked Tree or Double Crooked Tree. I mean, Crooked Tree is one of my desert island beers. That is – like if I'm marooned on a desert island, if I can't get Crooked Tree, then at least get me Two-Hearted.
I thought you'd at least want like Kirkland.
Kirkland.
You're all laughing. That's the only man I've ever seen that's drank that beer.
I've had Kirkland.
I have never drank a Kirkland beer.
I have.
I drank a beer called Kuhl, K-U-H-L.
K-U-H-L?
And it's basically the Wisconsin version of the Kirkland store brand, the Costco store brand. It is.
You sure it was Wisconsin, not Minnesota?
It's pronounced Minnesota, first off. And yes, it was Wisconsin. I hate you, Matt Bush.
I was just waiting for that.
How a simple question gets so vitriolic.
I really hate you.
That was all I wanted.
So what's so funny, sorry to cut you off, but as I'm looking at my messages, and we were talking about Heaven Hill, and I get a text message from North Center Brewing over in Northville, Michigan, just south of
North Center Brewing Company. Awesome beer.
He texts me Pappy Van Winkle, so he's listening and trying to help us out here.
Wonderful. So sorry, North Center guys. We were really dumb and couldn't figure that out.
I was looking on their Wikipedia page, and it doesn't mention anything about Pappy on the Wikipedia page in regards to...
It is produced out of the Heaven Hill factory, and you know, the factory has such a negative context. It's really not that. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. Amazingly huge, gorgeous, well-kept Rick House. It's just that distillers come in and say, yep, I want this, I want this, I want this. I approve of this, I don't approve of this, blah, 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 blah. So when Yeah, exactly. Blah, 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 blah is official distiller language. So when we as brewers select barrels to age our beers in, people ask us, oh, what kind of whiskey did you age this in? Well, bought them from Heaven Hill. I don't know. Could have been Pappy. Could have been Dickel.
Some places like even say that they were brewed in Pappy or brewed in like a specific barrel? Like, isn't there a way to know where you got your?
If you were purchasing from a true small distiller, yes, you can say that. The guys that say they are aging their beer in Pappy barrels, maybe they know that that specific barrel was pulled for a Pappy run. I don't know. I don't have any personal knowledge on that because I've never dealt with that myself. I do know that there is literally a metric shit ton of bourbon produced out of this one facility, all aged in oak barrels, that is then selected, hand-selected by distillers, and then blended and redistilled. So it is still very artisan. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the way that the process happens. I don't have any personal knowledge on Pappy barrels, et cetera, et cetera.
So not to get off topic, but how much is a metric shit ton?
metric
shit ton. 2,000 pounds of shit.
That sounds about right.
It's about...
Is it lay shit?
It's about 0.23...
It's a gross of shit.
It's like a... Huh? Is it a full buttload?
Slightly larger than a fuckload.
Okay.
Okay. Now we got it.
Yeah.
So what's coming out for Dark Horse upcoming soon? Like the spring, summer?
Oh, man. We got some fun stuff happening. We got some real fun stuff happening. Do we have another break or no?
We're going to have another break in 7 minutes.
All right. So first and foremost, I'm going to talk about what I'm dressed up for. And for both of you watching on Twitch.
He is headed to an Eastern European soccer game right after this.
But I swear to God. Yeah.
So is that the official, like, army uniform for the Eastern Lines of Ukraine?
Bro.
Stop, yeah.
Nice driveway. So
you're dressed up.
April 13th, Friday the 13th, at Whiskey in the Jar in Hamtramck, we are sponsoring the 6th annual tracksuit party.
Tracksuit.
Which is why I'm wearing a tracksuit today.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
That he's wearing a tracksuit?
No,
because track
I mean,
party?
there's parties for everything. There's like the white suit party, there's a black suit party.
Why's it gotta be black, Rob?
Because, I mean, you always bet on black. That's why.
That's racist.
But
about time somebody caught me on it.
It's usually you fucking with Bush.
Matt's just shrugging his shoulders.
So you just show up as a tracksuit
party.
But honestly, guys, like seriously, show up wearing a tracksuit.
Gold chain or
no? Be a part of the fun. Gold chain if you want. Gold chain if you don't.
I'll wear my Adidas.
Shell top sneakers?
Dude, shell tops, you will be in for real.
Oh, wear your Adidas, but like Run
the
DMC.
The whole concept is it's raising money for the, let me get the name correct because I always screw it up. Hold on, I'm just looking on my phone.
We don't want to fact check them for fake news.
The Detroit Friendship House.
Okay, all right.
Which is a great organization. You know, we're helping out the less fortunate. Whiskey in the Jar has been hosting this party. This is the 6th year, and a dear friend of mine, August Gitchlag, who is one of the bartenders down there, who's also the city clerk of the city of Hamtramck, texted me a couple of weeks ago and is like, hey, yo, can I get some stuff from you to throw into the raffle for the tracksuit party this year? Like, well, yeah, you can, but how do I get my beer on tap? And I want to have beer on tap the whole weekend. What's it going to take? And he says, sponsor it. I said, okay, what's it going to take? And I'm not going to talk about that on here because that's neither here nor there. But I'm writing a big check to this charity that's going to go right to them. And Dark Horse Brewing Company is the official beer on tap for that weekend. And we're just going to show up in tracksuits and have a whole lot of fun and give money to a good cause.
Has Dark Horse had this relationship with Friendship House in the past, or is this something like a new venture?
Dark Horse specifically has not, to my knowledge, but I've had a long relationship with Whiskey in the Jar.
Sure.
And just Detroit in general, Metro Detroit in general.
You got the Detroit Hamtramck area.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Because Whiskey in the Jar is in Hamtramck.
It is in Hamtramck.
Yep. It's right across from the Detroit City FC store. Yep. On Yeoman Street.
Yep. And the next day, April 14th, is the home opener for DCFC.
Hell yeah. Can't wait.
They're playing the Broncos?
They're playing the Western Michigan Broncos.
DC.
FC.
DC.
FC. They are opening the season, the 2018 campaign against the Western Michigan.
What if
Broncos.
You guys lose?
Well,
then you go back to the bar and you go drink.
Then you go back to Folding Warehouse or you go to Whiskey in the Jar and you drink.
That's
where you play the other football.
For anyone who has never attended a DCFC game, I strongly recommend it. It is absolutely amazing. I did not know that I was a soccer fan. A football fan until last summer.
It's quite the atmosphere.
My friend August from Whiskey in the Jar convinced me to come down and attend an FC game.
Yep.
And he said, meet me at Foaling. We're going to rally up over there, and we march from Foaling to the field.
Yep, that's right.
I said, okay, well, I'll try this out.
Changed your life, didn't it?
That's literally experience. Changed my life. It was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Experience.
It is an experience.
Smoke
it
bombs
is,
and yelling it. Is an, you know what? Yep. I love cursing, and these guys curse like the best of them.
From at least 2 to 3 hours before kickoff to basically right even beyond the end of the game, it is literally, as Rob said, it's an experience.
Absolutely.
And it's you know, Hamtramck is becoming this place for soccer now in Metro Detroit. And, you know, City, you know, myself, Tara, me and Ken's buddy Tony, who's going to be enjoying that victory at sea later on at some point. We've been going to games since 13, back when they were at Cass Tech, back when their sponsor was milking it. milking it.
True.
But it is an experience. John is right. If you haven't gone to a game, go to a game. I don't think they're going to lose to Western Michigan. I have seen them tie against Saginaw Valley, but I don't think they're going to lose. They've already announced some players coming back from last year, and they're some of the top players on the team from, you know, years past. So I think.
Will you give me a goal?
What's that?
Will you give me a goal?
Will I give you a goal?
Yeah.
All right. What do you? We'll talk later after. Okay. We'll go on the next break. Yep. I'll give you a goal against Western Michigan.
There we go.
We'll figure out stakes later.
With that in mind, definitely go check back. Speaking of DCFC, episode 32, so 90 some odd episodes ago, we actually had one of the main sponsors of DCFC, Axel Brewing, and one of the main sponsors of Arbor Football
Club. And Arbor AFC, yes.
We had ABC Brewing on.
Arbor Brewing,
definitely go check out episode 32. But we are going to take a quick break, a little reset, and we'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. Yes.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Oh, man. Going deep.
Okay, Gabe.
Going deep.
Kaplan.
Going deep.
So we're back. Episode 125, Better on Draft Podcast. So there's a few news things before we go to Robert with the news. There is a festival coming up in Warren.
Oh,
Warren, Michigan.
I heard about this.
13 in Chicago, or between 13 in Chicago on Ryan.
Some of my, or no, I thought it was at, it's at Helmich, isn't it?
Yes, which
yes,
is
at
on
Helmich Park.
It's not on Ryan. That's off of.
Well, you can enter off of either 13 Mile or off of Chicago.
Because 13 Mile is where the tennis courts are, which is where I know Helmich, because they have lights there, and those are nice tennis courts.
Yes, so let me just double check to make sure that I'm not speaking out of turn, but
it's definitely west of Ryan.
Yes, I would have said the wrong date. So April 28th.
So the week after the track party.
2 weeks after the tracksuit party.
2 weeks after the tracksuit party.
April 28th, the Warren Big Brew Festival. This is the second year of this event. It's celebrating Macomb County breweries, and we are raising money for the Warren Kiwanis Club and also for the Arsenal of Democracy Museum. And for those who don't know, who are not familiar with the term, Warren, Michigan, Macomb County, Michigan, but Warren specifically, was known as the Arsenal of Democracy during World War II. We built all the tanks, all of the, you know,
we had
everything.
All the tech centers that transformed over from cars to tanks,
yes,
and heavy artillery.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, countless numbers of Southerners moved up to work at the tank plants and the automotive plants and at TACOM, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, during World War II.
That was actually pretty good.
That was pretty
good. I'm not going to lie. That was
that was pretty good.
Bam.
Boom. There's a small group of veterans who also, the majority of them at least have skilled trades experience. Some of them have actual full-on regular businesses that they run that are attempting to build an official Arsenal of Democracy Museum that will be located in Veterans Park in Warren. And they're donating all of their time and efforts and et cetera to build this thing themselves. But what they need is funding. So for materials. And how that comes about is events such as this. And this is a great thing for our area. It's a great thing to celebrate those who came before us and those who served and what have you. And Dark Horse Brewing Company supports everything veteran-related. We support our troops wholeheartedly. No matter how misguided the mission may be, we support the people involved in said mission. So it's not a political statement.
It's a human statement.
It's a human statement. It is what it is. Dark Horse Brewing Company will not be pouring beer at the event because this event is celebrating Macomb County breweries. Macomb County only. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I used to work for a brewery called Coonan Brewing Company located in Macomb County. And I helped to create this event last year with my dear friend Henry Bowman, who unfortunately got really drunk at opening day today and couldn't come on the podcast with me.
Amateur.
Yeah. Total amateur. Henry Bowman from City of Warren is an amazing human being. Just goes above and beyond for any cause that he's involved in. And we're trying to show people that Warren is not just an endless sea of strip malls and
the GM Tech Center.
Yeah.
That occupies about a good quarter of the city. If
you yeah, exactly. There's more to it than that. And it's...
There's also a B-Dubs.
There's also a B-Dubs.
And a Meijer.
And two Walmarts.
Two Walmarts and a Meijer.
On the map.
And Mound Road, a.k.a. the Sea of Tranquility.
No. Oh, God.
I always think it's funny how you have a central area.
All right, so if anyone that works for MDOT is listening, Mound Road, traversing Mound Road right now is like driving the surface of the moon.
It's a county road, unfortunately.
It's almost like driving through actual landmines.
Macomb County Department of Roads, if you're listening, please fix Mound Road.
I just think it's funny how there's just so much of the automotive industry that surrounds that area
yeah.
that you can't really get to work because well, the roads are
It's extremely frightening
you know, it's funny.
For me.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it's very – well, between –
I put three tires on Mound Road.
Yeah, between Tara and I, you what? You said how many?
Three.
I lost two on Mound Road. Wow. And I probably have one that was contributed – because of Mound Road, but it didn't go until about Greenfield Road on 696. That's when it finally went.
You know, for all the flack that Mound gets, Topher, I don't know if you've been on Topher.
No.
Not lately. Is that bad?
Topher is just a sheet of...
Topher between where and where?
Hoover and Shaner.
Hoover and Shaner.
Yeah, okay. Ladies... Never mind.
Yeah, let that go. I get it. There's a lot of vibration going on.
Oh, there is. Wow.
I think I saw Jeeps break their axles on that road.
So really? Warren Big Brew Festival.
So Warren Big Brew Festival, back to swing it around, April 28th at Halmich Park in the city of Warren. We're doing great things. We have nine breweries, all nine distributing breweries and cideries in Macomb County participating in this thing. It is also a home brewing competition, so home brewers can look us up on Facebook and sign up to be a part of the event. There will be a major award, and full disclosure, Podcast Detroit is a sponsor of the event. And also, again, fuck you, Dave, for getting me drunk on Fireball the other night, because I don't do that, but that guy's the worst.
Damn.
And I told him...
It's cold-blooded.
I told him about 2 hours ago that I was going to say that on the air tonight, so, you know, it's all good.
Cold-blooded.
Hey, cold-blooded.
It's a listen.
But seriously, guys, you know, we're raising money for a good cause. You know, we're supporting our veterans and we're supporting our community and we're doing some great things. And even though my brewery, Dark Horse Brewing Company, is not going to be involved at the festival itself, we will be hosting the official after party at Jimmy's Tavern on Van Dyke, just south of 13 Mile.
Or at the National Coney Island right there.
Adjacent to National Coney Island, right in Warren, right by the Warren City Center, immediately following the Warren Big Brew
Rock
Festival.
On, man.
So I'll be out all day, all night, hanging out. So if... well, maybe I shouldn't say that because maybe people will run the other direction if I say it.
So plan B would be Tipsy McStaggers then?
Oh, Tipsy's was last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, Tipsy's was last night. We raised
shots?
A lot of money at Tipsy McStaggers last night.
That is that's a surprise hot spot.
It is.
I'll tell you what, they're starting to do some really great things as far as their craft beer program.
I mean,
it's a very small base to grow off of, but Rico, the manager down there that purchases all the beverages, he's doing some great stuff.
Yeah.
And Henry, who I mentioned earlier with the City of Warren, he reached out to me a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I'm doing a guest bartending night at Tipsy McStaggers on whatever, you know, last night. And I said, well, you've never bartended before, right? He goes, no, never in my life. Not even in college, nothing. Homeboy is...
There's not much to it.
He's way older than all of us. Let's just put it that way.
I don't know. Rob, you saw a lot of things.
Yeah, I've seen a few things.
Rob, he's older than you. I know black don't crack, but come on now.
That's true. That's true. My mama said that shit too.
So this event the other night, it was Wednesday night. I'm getting everything screwed up because opening day got postponed thanks to Mother Nature, you know, banging us in the butt, and it was really unfortunate. But Wednesday night, this past Wednesday at Tipsy McStaggers, we did a fundraiser for the Fowler Center for Outdoor Learning, which is a camp that provides on-site and off-site outdoor learning activities and outdoor experience activities for special needs children. And it was absolutely wonderful. We packed the place on a Wednesday night, and every dollar in tips and a portion of all sales went to benefit this charity.
Nice.
That's
super
awesome.
Duper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And
for
they
sure.
also carry Dark Horse beer now because, you know.
I was going to say, the last time I went to Tipsy's, I won an Irish Car Bomb drinking contest.
Mm.
They have those? God.
They did, and I'm assuming they stopped after I won.
We know. We saw those posts too.
Irish car bombs are offensive.
At least I did.
Yes, you did. They are offensive.
You were not happy with a lot of things that were happening on 317.
Did somebody get your Lucky Charms or?
I'm gonna shove your Lucky Charms right up your ass, Bush.
So before this gets hot,
along with the Big Beer Brew Warren Festival, there's a new festival, well, coming back festival that's going to be coming back in October.
Yes.
Yes.
That is going to be the Detroit Beer Festival.
Detroit Beer Week.
Detroit
Beer
Week.
Yes.
And this week has 11 days.
Yes.
Oh, man. Only in Detroit can a week last 11 days.
So we're going to be doing it the 19th of October until the 28th, and from there that's going to include the Fall Beer Festival done by the Michigan Brewers Guild, as well as we're looking at my guesstimate right now is going to be about 100 different events for that week.
Ooh, yes.
Spread out throughout the week.
Man, oh man.
The reason why John's clapping is that John is a partner with me in regards to this great endeavor. And we are going to be rocking it. So definitely go to our website, DET.beer. Easy to remember. 7 letters, 1 period, DET.beer. check it out. Join the mailing list. If you are a bar or brewery that wants to participate and you're in the Quad County area and you want to have an event at your place, so Washtenaw, Wayne, Macomb, Oakland, as well as if you are a brewery that wants to come down, do a tap takeover, or get ready for the beer festival and do something, speaking of you, like Right Brain or Dark Horse or
Odd Side,
you want to do something, definitely fill out. If you go to det.beer, there is a place for you to fill out some information to check it out. But it is going to be a blast. It's less than 7 months away, and I am already stressing out about it. So with the hair that I have right now, it's going to be gone by the time October's done,
so,
for sure.
So why not Livingston, out of curiosity?
I don't even know where that is.
That's where Old Nation is.
That's too far away.
No, they're in Ingham County, I believe.
No, that's Williamston. Williamston, I believe, is in Ingham. Is
still too
in
far
Williamson
away.
County.
There's no discussion here.
I think that's
here.
Ingham County, isn't
it? Is it Ingham County?
I think that's Ingham. Because
really?
I,
are you sure?
Because on the drive back, I remember
who gives a shit? It's too
into
fucking far.
Livingston. But
they
yeah,
can still do an event
in
the
County.
City.
Oh, it's
they can
far.
Do an event.
Well, I'll be damned. Okay, but we can't, sorry, Old Nation, you guys are out.
Well, they can do a tap takeover.
They can
or
do an event.
Yeah, you can do something at Hopcat if you want.
Yes, they can do an event at a licensed venue in the city of Detroit or in
Macomb.
The surrounding area.
Give us like 60 versions of M43.
Strawberry, so, peach, if you are looking,
John's not trying to laugh in the microphone.
don't be laughing. 85 versions of Double Crooked Tree over
versions?
It. I don't know. I'm sure you
that's
can think.
A lot.
I'm sure you can create.
Let's go do the Hopcat Detroit Day One and see how many versions of Crooked Tree there were for the Dark Horse Tap Takeover.
That was before my time.
Oh, that's
just a really good salesman.
So there's Dark Horse before John, and then Dark Horse.
After
with John.
With John.
With John.
With John.
Then there will be Dark Horse after John.
So get ready, guys.
Oh
the
boy.
Flames are already burning.
So, yes, we're getting ready for that. Obviously, if you want to find a bunch of beers that we're probably going to be having on draft throughout the entire area, you can go to Zatuna Liquor over in Rochester Hills.
Hey there.
Go talk to Jack. Grab some beers. He's got a draft list over there. You can grab some growlers to go. As well as you can get some Heaven Hill probably over there, some Pappy, some other liquors, some cigars.
Maybe an entire barrel.
Wine. You might be – I don't know if Jack can get an entire barrel.
Well, no, I think he was actually selling an entire barrel.
Was he?
Yeah, it was like $3,900 or something.
Holy shit.
If he could make a dollar, Jack will do it. And that's not a knock against Jack. That's just – business itself.
He's a businessman. Right?
But I heard you could also get Dark Horse beer at Zatuna Liquors.
You can get Dark Horse.
He does have
Jack
the best brand of cigars.
Ooh.
There's that too.
Yeah. I like cigars.
Yeah, the It's a Boy brand.
The It's. God damn it.
I forgot.
Oh my gosh.
Moving.
So, God. Yeah.
Moving forward.
You could definitely check it out, as well as one of our big sponsors for Better on Draft, Brown Iron Brew House. They have their own beer as well
Brown
as
Iron
plenty
Brew
of
House.
Taps.
Yep.
You can go check them out over in
Washington
Township.
Township.
Yep. Just on Old Van Dyke, or is it Van Dyke up there?
Van Dyke, just Van Dyke. North of 26 Mile.
Yep, you're still muted, Matt. You're in timeout for another minute or two.
Come on, Matt, you're terrible.
Longest running joke.
Oh, for God's sakes.
So before we get going, obviously we wanted to talk about that. Let's see if there's anything in the news that we can bring up real quick before we finish.
Here's Robert with the beer news.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Rob's like all surprised and shit.
Best segue
sorta,
ever.
Sorta. All right, so I guess we'll go through a couple things, as usually sponsored by one of our other sponsors, Sporkle Live. Go and check out some premier trivia that is going on throughout the 11 states in this great country. One of our big spots, or actually one of our promoted spots going on this week, go and check out Stony Lake Brewing out in Saline. Actually, I've been to this place. It's actually got some pretty good beers going on there. But check out the trivia that's going on there every Wednesday, 7 and 8 o'clock at Stony Lake. It's at 447 East Michigan Ave. It's in Saline. And I'm getting a timeout symbol. Single.
This is not. No.
What is this?
No. No, just take that away from me.
Is that what I'm about to pour?
Yeah.
Got a timeout for the beer.
Oh!
I'm in the
that. That you could call it dark, you could call it whatever you want. I call it bad.
It tastes like tastes like club soda and pain.
Which one?
It tastes like Band-Aids.
The black ale?
Yeah.
It tasted like bacon that was fried, and then somebody decided to deep fry it because it just wasn't fried enough.
I think someone put pepper in club soda, shook it up, and then put some molasses on top.
As Nick goes to like, oh, I guess
no,
I'll
wait,
try
that
it.
Was actually a cough. I was clearing my throat. I know. I didn't even drink it yet.
I know. Yeah, you might want to take that back. All right. Have him try something else.
Can I see that again?
Now Nick likes it.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's all you, bro. You know, well, take the bottle.
Well,
take
Nick
the bottle.
Nick likes everything. I mean,
that's not true. That's definitely not true.
It seems like
sorry.
Some...
Oh my God, that is really.
All right.
It's.
All right. Full disclosure. I apologize. I think I pulled this out of my personal stash out of my garage. I don't think that this was a brewery fresh sample.
Clearly, yeah.
That's the Belgian sorry. Style amber there.
That's fine. I've actually got another beer to crack open before we finish.
That's got some country strength.
So the black ale, yeah. How is that like recent? Or
No,
it's a long time beer, but we're not going to judge it based on this.
It's a little rough, but you know what?
Rob, you can go over one article real quick. I got to go grab a beer from the freezer.
All right,
from the freezer.
From the freezer. All right, so the Brewers Association announced last week their annual rankings for the top 50 U.S. beer companies based on 2017 sales volume estimates. Things kind of shook out a little bit differently than what came out in 2016, but pretty much the top of the heap didn't really change. Yingling is still, once again, at the top of the list. Boston Beer being second, Sierra Nevada being third, New Belgium fourth, and Duvel, obviously Duvel being the company that owns Boulevard, Firestone, and Amagang, they are fifth. It kind of got a little different going through the list, but a couple of our Michigan breweries did make the top 10.
Craft breweries or just all of our breweries?
Well, this is Brewers Association, overall. So it's going to be craft
beer. So Founders doesn't count.
Right, so Founders does not make the list, but seventh on the list was Bell's. So they are there.
And we are celebrating Oberon Week this week, right?
Yes, we are.
Mango Habanero?
That's brewery only, I think.
And no. Also, which I didn't realize they changed the name now, but in ninth is Canarchy, which is, I guess, now the new name of the triangulated Oscar Blues Perrin Cigar City.
Yes.
So they came out ninth. But pretty much from 6 to 10, it's Gambrinus, Bell's, Stone, Canarchy, and Deschutes.
Deschutes. That's some underrated beer right there.
That is some great damn beer. Shout out Shannon McKay. You'll never listen to this.
No. Invited many times. She shows up as often as you do sometimes.
Wow.
I swear to God, I'm going to cave in your face. I'm going to cave in your face.
Jerry,
with my
Jerry.
Fist.
So there were a couple newcomers that came into the list. Rheingeist out of the Natty.
Excellent.
For those some people who hate Ohio, but Rheingeist makes a pretty damn good beer.
Rheingeist makes great beer. Some Michigan alum brewing down at Rheingeist, too.
Yeah, Rheingeist just popped into the list right at 33rd. So being in the first time being in the list and just jump into 33rd, I think that's a pretty decent feat. Dogfish Head had moved up two spots. They moved up from 14 to 12. 21st Amendment, which a lot of people have always talked about their Hell or High Watermelon being really good, but they moved up five places from 31 to 26.
Any big fallers on the list?
Not really. Pretty much anybody that fell really didn't fall all that much. It was like two or three spots. Probably the one that fell the most, I think was Shipyard, because I think Shipyard right is on the list as 27th, and I think they were either 23rd or 22nd.
So they really sank.
They yeah, motherfucker.
It sounds like you are baiting him.
I know. One of Ken's favorites, Allagash, is in at 36th. I believe they fell a couple spots as well.
They just need to bring Distro back to Michigan.
Yeah, they probably do. I think actually no, you're right. Green Flash, because obviously there was the news that they stopped distribution out of what was it, 42 states?
Yep. 33.
They probably took the biggest hit because I just completely forgot that they were on a list, which kind of tells you how far they fell because they are now 43rd. I believe in 2016 they were in the high 20s. So they took a pretty big hit.
So I poured a beer.
And you apparently didn't like it.
Oh, no. That's the black beer. I got something else. Actually, right in front of you, right by your left hand. It's a glass bottle. Oh, jeez.
Yes, that's like one of your all time.
That's my last bottle of cherry oat brew.
What the fuck is in my cup?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Pop rocks?
What'd you pour?
Doesn't that look like Pop Rocks in my fucking cup?
That was my cup of Cheetos.
Why are you giving me a cup of Cheetos?
I didn't even give you the cup. The cup was just sitting here.
It looks like Pop Rocks. That's my Cheetos.
Those are my Cheetos.
All right, Rob. You were just perpetuating a stereotype at this point.
What the fuck?
Get into them Cheetos, son.
The racism is killing me inside.
I was going to say, that's isn't that more of a cheese puff?
That's right. All right.
The only thing better is if it were chili cheese Fritos.
Hey, that's my stuff. No, that's my stuff.
Oh, too soon? Too soon?
Is this what you're looking for?
Oh, come on.
Is this what you're looking for?
Ken has a bag of chili cheese Fritos right there.
Hold on. Let me get three cups on top of this one, and then that'll complete the set.
I grabbed that beer just because, obviously, John was with Kunin at that time, so if this beer is bad, we can blame him.
I don't want to blame anyone for anything.
No, I'm going to blame you.
There ain't nothing wrong with this at all.
Blame me for everything. I mean, I'm the cause of everything. Especially if anyone who listens to this show who is a part of the Michigan Brew Crew, evidently I
who's the Michigan Brew Crew?
It's one of those online Facebook groups.
Oh,
evidently, according to them, I am the worst person on planet Earth.
What?
And I got fired, and the latest rumor I just recently heard was that I died.
What?
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
Well, you look good for a ghost.
Yeah. Also, you know, my paycheck still clears every other Friday, so as far as I know, I didn't get fired. Like, hey, thanks, guys.
Is that like a Milton situation where they just haven't fixed the glitch?
Maybe. I don't know, but I'm not gonna approach that. I'm just gonna let it ride.
I'm gonna put the fermenters at 100 degrees. I swear to God.
I don't touch the production side of anything.
So I'm guessing that group is hidden because I can't find it. So
oh
I can't
yeah, it's
enjoy
definitely
it.
Hidden. But there are some people in some of the other groups who are also members of that group, and some of them. No. Some of them probably do listen. And, hey, guys, do. I'm still alive. Tell everybody else.
Maybe that's why they thought you were dead, because you didn't show up 2 weeks ago, John Pippenbrock.
All those canned bean enthusiasts.
I thought it was the Michigan craft beer enthusiast.
I think it's going to be the cider beer enthusiast.
I thought it was
year.
The cornbread Ooh, enthusiast.
Cornbread.
Cider
cornbread.
Beer enthusiast. Oh, hashtag Jesus. Mike Didio.
That's racist.
Of course Rob remembers the cornbread enthusiast one.
Did you not just hear me say that's racist?
Yes, I just emphasized it.
I love cornbread. Why is that racist?
I don't know, Rob. Why is it racist? He's the one that said that's racist.
I don't know. Some Green Mile shit. We'll just move on.
Some Green Mile shit.
Why is the myopia got to be green?
Rob, why
I like colors, motherfucker.
Rob, why are you the most racist person in this room?
You know?
Because you can be.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. I can be.
So, Dark Horse, they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
They can find us anywhere they don't want to find us. We will be there.
Grindr.
Tinder. Thrinder.
Oh, I actually just heard about Grindr a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I don't think we're on Grindr.
Yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's publicity if you want to get out there and just be like, hey, I'll show you the Dark Horse Brewing. Is that the Cherry Oat Brew? Are you saying no to it? or you say no to Dark Horse Brewing on Grindr? I can't tell. You're not talking.
You know, in the event that Christine Morris might eventually listen to this, Christy, get us on Grindr. I think it'd be good for us.
I don't think that's a website. Okay, you know,
no, you don't want it.
I'm
Oh, you want
it? The sour's still there. The cherry's still there.
There's still. There's definitely some sour.
I know. It's a sour
not
brown.
Happy about that.
All right. Let's see. We need more cups.
We need more cups. We're about to go off air in 3 minutes.
I don't care.
Then I guess we're going to get
We need more cups.
I'll okay. go grab them.
Nick will get more cups.
Nick, get cups.
Oh, no, no.
We're going my time, bitches.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
No. I told you Nick, I brought
no
a special
cups.
Treat.
No cups?
All right. Then we're just passing two cups then.
This just really
did you go to Wilson's?
This is like when Jack came on and brought us the frickin' mixers.
I stopped into Buscemi's number one, like the original
on Gratiot.
Gratiot 8.5.
Yeah.
Stopped in to buy a pack of smokes. Walk in and the first cooler door I see is full of Gailey's frozen mixes. And I'm like, oh shit. I need to buy some frozen RTD bullshit drinks. God. And I am going to punish these guys.
Shit.
They've probably oxidized as well, though.
Probably.
Probably.
These are and they're not totally frozen anymore. I mean, they've been in my car for like 3 hours.
Were they cut with cherry juice?
Stone fruit, definitely.
Wow. You know what? We could probably add this to that last beer, and it would probably be okay to drink then.
I mean, at least, unlike question three, at least we know what's coming.
Oh my gosh. All right, guys, let me cut you all off. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Definitely check out DET.beer as well as the Warren Big Beer Festival. As well as Dark Horse Brewing. Check them out on all the social medias. We appreciate you listening. We thank you all. Our sponsors, we appreciate you each and every week helping us out, living our dream. North Center Brewing, Zatuna Liquor, Brown Iron Brew House, and Sporkle Live Trivia. And no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's
Better on Draft.
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 Have a good night.
Peace.